Good morning, everyone. Our lesson title this morning is titled, God Gives Us His Word. I've chosen to read from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 to 13. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields and yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. You know, as we think of God's thoughts, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways higher than our ways. I had to think about that this week. I don't know how many of you caught Focus on the Family or one of the segments, or maybe two. I was talking on the Holocaust, and a man that had survived it talked on the horrors and survived the ravages of the Nazis. And I thought, why did God ever allow this? Why didn't he step in? He could have. Could have stopped a lot of it. And I guess probably if we knew, he did. It's hard to understand sometimes why God is silent on things, or why he doesn't act, or sometimes why he does act. Also, the thought came out that it's hard for us to forgive sometimes, where God freely forgives. It's another way that God's ways are so much higher than our ways. Rain and snow, you know, God sends, waters the earth. He does it snow, it rains, and it will accomplish its goal. It will not, it doesn't rain and snow. God has a purpose. Just as his word will accomplish its goal. And thought about sometimes when the rain comes that we think of it watering, and it does. But sometimes it washes, causes gutters, floods. And God's word sometimes isn't always pleasant. Sometimes it brings us as a flood or snow, changes our habits or changes our life. That is God's purpose with his word as well. The chapter wraps up with talking about what it will be like for the person who does choose, for the person who does choose God's way and who is obedient. He has a life that is full of joy and satisfaction. I trust that that is the choice that all of us have chosen or will choose and are choosing. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the privilege to gather here today. God, we thank you for your word and thank you for giving it to us. Lord, we need it. And Lord, help us to be able to be receptive to it and let it permeate our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.